Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, Getaway Friday, January 23rd, 2026, 11 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Matt Morgan joins me in studio. Pastor Whitaker off this week. He is attending a school function with one of his grandkids, so that's very nice. But here we are, Matt, talking about basically societal norms and things that aren't societal norms.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting conversation.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think society is always interesting. It's an inherently complex thing.
Well, it is complex, and you have to know how to handle things as you go on down the road. And if you're not socially savvy, a lot of times it doesn't go very well.
Well, I mean, you know.
Like, sometimes you have to pry right into people's lives to... I know there are people who've told me they were fine when I've said, how are you doing? I'm fine. And I know they're not fine. So I will say, okay, well, for my peace of mind, you know, let's meet up. And then come to find out they're not fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. For some reason, that just reminded me of, I don't know if you remember, but I was at your house for whatever reason, and then I left. And then, like, I don't know, like, 5 minutes down the road or something, my nose started, like, pouring blood.
Yes.
And then you were like, you should have just come back. I was like, what were you going to do?
Well, certainly not clean it up. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I was I was concerned because I started getting
shaky. Well, that was why. I could have dialed 911
for you. I started getting shaky and lightheaded, and I was like, man, I'm going to die.
Exactly. And you didn't ask for help.
Yeah, well, I was fine.
No,
I'm still here.
Well, but might not have been.
I mean, I would have been a little less fine if I passed out.
But regardless, had you phoned back or came back, you would have either way been here, because certainly I could have dialed 911.
Well, I could have dialed 911.
But you didn't.
I understand that.
Which, again, I think puts an exclamation mark on the point that people don't know when they need help.
Oh, no. I thought about, you know, going, but I was like, yeah, but then the lawyer was like, what is he, I'm not going to the hospital for a bloody nose.
Well, you don't know what would have happened, though.
Well, I mean, I was a little concerned. My nose has bled before.
Panic is a problem. A lot of people go into panic, and if somebody else is there, it kind of lessens the panic sometimes.
No. I didn't start... it was never really panic, but I didn't get nervous until I started getting shaky and lightheaded, and I was like, that's a problem.
And you're driving.
And I was driving.
And there you go. Another good reason for needing help.
Got a little concerned at that point.
That's all I'm saying. You gotta ask. If you have to ask, you know there's a problem. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean?
If you send a message to somebody saying... do you need anything? You know there's a problem. Or why are you sending the message? Are you just messaging everybody every day? You okay? You okay? You okay? You okay?
Maybe. No. No, not really. But I don't know. I think that if you tell me that, you know, you don't need help, then you obviously don't need help that bad.
Okay. Well, that's what I said. If that were true, we'd have no suicides.
There was a girl when I was in school who told me that she had, like, suicidal thoughts, and I told the guidance counselor, and then she stopped talking to me. We were no longer friends.
You said what?
When I was in middle school...
somebody was typing.
When I was in middle school, there was a girl who had
somebody asked me if I need help, I guess, right now. Go ahead.
There was a girl who had told me that she had like suicidal thoughts, and I.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and then I went back to school the next day and told the guidance counselor.
No, you didn't say. Do you need help?
No.
Let me know if you need help.
Well, I told the guidance counselor.
No, no, you shouldn't have done that.
Well, she kind of told me she needed help when she, in my opinion, I guess, she told me she needed help when she told me that she had the thoughts.
But did she say she needed your help?
No.
So why didn't you send her a message that night saying, listen, if you need my help, let me know.
Oh, maybe that's why I always feel the need to ask for help now. Because we were friends, and then I turned her into the guidance counselor, and then at that point on, we were no longer friends.
Oh. See, there you go. You handled it wrong.
She was not a fan of me turning her into the guidance counselor.
Well, of course. Who would like that?
Well, I thought that was the good idea, you know?
Maybe she was reaching out to you for help.
What do you want me to do? I'm not a therapist.
What's the guidance counselor gonna do?
That's their job.
Oh, it's a school guidance counselor.
It's their job.
It's like either that at McDonald's. I mean, come on.
Look, all I'm saying is,
let me help you schedule your classes. Look, that's about it.
I was a middle schooler, and another. What am I gonna do to help this person? So I
don't know.
So I went to somebody who was in theory supposed to be qualified to handle it.
Lord. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I'm getting messages galore now, and I'm trying to read them, but some are long, and I cannot. I can't read the whole thing.
Well, yeah, you'll have that sometimes.
But I appreciate it. I'll try to respond. As time goes along, I'll try to respond to them all. 740-383-9944. I don't know. You try to keep up.
Well, yeah.
Can't keep up with everybody.
Well, you do what you can.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, can't do what you can't.
I don't know. If anybody has anything to say, feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, by the way, I have not had Papa John's pizza in a long time, and I've had it twice this week now with people visiting, and it's very good. Thought I'll give Papa John's a little plug. I hadn't had it in a while.
Papa John's is not good.
Well, you don't like pizza.
Yep.
So, there you go.
I'd say that about any other pizza place.
And by the way, here's something.
Oh, no.
Now, you want to hear a rant? Here's a rant for you. I went to Taco Bell the other night.
Okay.
And there was another place I hadn't been for a while because I was with people. And they shorted me my cinnamon twists. And that is really all I wanted on that whole trip. I had to order 3 tacos because that's the value meal. 3 soft tacos and a cinnamon twist and a soda. And they didn't put the cinnamon twists in there. So, you know, I'm a little bitter about that.
Call them. Go get your cinnamon.
Ask me if I'm okay about that.
Are you okay?
No. No.
Very upset.
Go over and shake those people down for my cinnamon twists.
Go in.
And
I'm sure you can make a scene and they'll give you some cinnamon twists.
Listen, I'm sorry. I have to point this out as well. I was out that night before Taco Bell. Bad night, but I'm out with, you know, because of cinnamon twist not showing up. But prior to that, you know, listen, maybe I've eaten at Chipotle sometime in my life, but I did not recall it. So the person I was with said, have you ever eaten Chipotle? I said, no, I don't think I have. Okay, let's go to Chipotle. Okay. So we go down to Chipotle, and immediately as we pull up, I notice that all the workers are sitting out in the lobby. That there's nobody there. There's no customers there. So it's like 7:00. So I go in with this person, and immediately 2 workers at the door say, we're out of chicken, we're out of steak, we're out of this, we're out of that. I mean, a whole list, a whole litany of things.
Sounds like they needed a truck.
And I said, what do you have? And then they said, oh, well, we have this, you know, like one thing. And I said, what happened? And they said, well, our order got misdelivered to someplace else and blah blah blah, and I thought, this is a very unprofessional operation.
I think you just had a bad time there.
Well, no, I mean, you got to have something. If your truck doesn't show up, why don't you put a sign up or close the place down?
I don't know. I worked at McDonald's for a short time, and there were times where we didn't have, like, we ran out of, like, pickles, cheese, lettuce. Like you would order...
But that's minor.
Like, you would order a Big Mac, and you wouldn't get lettuce, cheese, pickles. I mean, those like, three of the, like, main things on a Big Mac. You get two slices of cheese, and you get none.
But that's minor.
Minor. Well, I mean, you didn't run out of hamburger.
I can eat a hamburger without a pickle.
Yeah. But if I'm ordering something that comes with pickle, lettuce, and tomato, pickle, lettuce, and cheese, I'm expecting pickle, lettuce, and cheese.
Fine. But I can still eat it without the pickle. Mm-hmm. They had no food.
Well, it sounds to me like they had something.
Not much.
Yeah.
So, just shut it down.
No.
I thought it was supposed to be like a class operation over there.
Again, I mean, I've been to Chipotle many a times.
Well,
and,
they need work.
And there's not that problem usually.
I really think they need a little bit of work.
Chips and queso were the best thing to get there, though, honestly. Burritos are good and all.
I think they were,
like,
probably out of that.
You just cut up a tortilla and bake it. I don't think it's that big a task.
I don't think they had tortillas.
No tortillas. Well, then I guess you're getting a burrito bowl.
Nobody wanted anything.
Well, it sounds to me like they didn't have anything.
Right, so close that thing down.
Like, for the day?
Yeah.
I'd shut it down for the day, I guess. I mean, you know, why am I paying them to not do anything?
Chipotle, this billion-dollar company, they can't get another truck over there when they realize it's been misdelivered?
Maybe their manager's bad and didn't like, call and complain or something.
And they don't know they're getting low, that they're about to run out of all this stuff? Oh, you know, our truck didn't drop it off. We were a little low here on everything.
Somebody's got to write the order.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How do you run out of everything and your truck is misdelivered and you have no plan B for this?
Well, I mean, the only plan B is to wait until you get another truck.
Has anybody else had an issue like this with Chipotle? 740-383-9944. 23 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can certainly discuss it. I think it's fascinating. See, now that, to me, they need help. But they didn't realize it.
I think they realized it.
I don't know if they did or not.
Well, there's not much you can do other than wait, I guess.
No, you just gotta wait.
Yep. I don't know. Never had that problem at Chipotle.
I have. First time. Right out of the gates.
Well, never going back.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's possible. But I'm just saying that wasn't a good first experience.
First impressions are everything.
They stick with you. Obviously enough for me to tell that story.
Yeah. I don't think I've had... I don't think I've had a bad experience at a place my first time.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure there's been, like, you know, mediocre, but...
It was just a little weak to me.
Well, did you get Chipotle?
No, not that night.
Okay.
Tied it up. I told you, I had a Taco Bell.
Oh, I didn't know that was the same.
And they shorted
night.
Me the cinnamon twist, which I was not happy about.
Couldn't get Chipotle, so you had to go with Taco Bell.
I guess.
Fair enough, I suppose.
But then they screwed up.
Taco Bell always messes up.
I think there's a lot of ineptness there, too.
I mean, I don't go to the one. I mean, I only go to the one because it's closer to where I live, but they tend to make a lot of mistakes.
So why do you keep going back?
Because, I mean, it's either that or go to the other side of town when I want Taco Bell, and I'm not doing that. So usually I just get something that I'll eat everything on, because, like, I don't eat sour cream, so if I ask for something without sour cream, like, 50-50 that I don't get sour cream on it.
Well,
so usually I'll just get, like, soft tacos, because that's just, like, you know, beef, cheese, lettuce.
I don't know. The tacos were okay, but I did not like not getting the cinnamon twists.
Yeah, cinnamon twists are good.
You know, I wonder how... Is that a south of the border delicacy?
What?
Cinnamon Twists.
I think it's supposed to be like a rip-off churro.
Oh. Well, they're good.
Yeah.
They're the only place you can get those.
Yeah. You might be able to find something similar, though, somewhere else.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never tasted anything like Taco Bell Cinnamon Twists.
Just most places I go, I don't get, like, dessert or whatever you want to call it.
Oh. Well, I don't know then.
I don't know.
That's not a dessert, is it? It's like their French fry. It's like their side dish.
They have French fries.
Oh, see, I've never ordered French fries there.
They got, like, nacho fries. They're just French fries with seasoning that come with nacho cheese.
Oh. Well, see, that doesn't sound appetizing to me.
Well, they're good.
Well, anyway.
But they're expensive.
So that's the trip through the world of food. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in for any reason. But back to the sociological experiment, because these are interesting topics, I think. We get this away from the politics for a minute, and we can discuss what's going on in the world. I do think that people have to be a little more savvy in their asking people for help.
Asking people for help or asking people if they need help?
Both. Who has ever said to you, when you've asked them if they need help, yes, I need it, right now?
I mean, I guess it depends on what we're talking
about. No, an emotional, problem. And you think they need help, so you reach out. How many of them said, yes, I need your help?
I don't know, maybe one.
This should tell you something.
What do you want me to do?
Why are you asking?
Well, I mean,
if you're not planning on doing anything,
I mean, I'll do what I can. I'll do what I can, but I don't. I mean, I'm not a. I don't know.
If you can't do anything, why are you offering help?
I feel like I'm supposed to ask for.
Now we're getting into it.
I don't know, go talk to them or whatever. I've done that before.
And that's why most people don't take people up on it, because they think they're just doing it because that's the socially polite thing to do.
Well, I wouldn't have offered I just don't know what I would do. But, I've had friends who have been in, you know, rough spots, and I'll go, like, talk to them or hang out with them while, you know, whatever is going on. But, like, I don't know that I'm really doing anything. Maybe just getting their mind off of whatever's happened.
Well, yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, then. I guess I don't know.
Sometimes you just need to get people's... I'm not saying you're going to cure them. I don't think you're going to do that. But I think getting their mind off of it is what helps. That's what I always go in with the mindset to do.
Just get their mind off of things.
Yes, and I think some people need to talk things out. And a lot of times they don't. And they don't even know that they need that help.
Talk things out, like what?
Like, let's talk about it.
Like an argument?
No, let's talk about your problem. And you tell me how you feel. And
people don't like to do that.
Oh, they do.
No.
They do. And then they get it out.
Everybody, I don't know. Maybe it's just my people then.
Well, okay, if they didn't tell you they had a problem, how do you know to offer help?
Well, it's really only the one friend, but, like, they'll call.
And say?
Well, they'll just ask me what I'm doing and tell me what's going on and ask me if I want to come over. And then usually I do usually I'm not doing anything else anyways. And, got an alarm. But, usually I'm not doing anything anyways, and I like my friends, as you would suspect.
I know.
So I do what I can. But I don't know, like, again, I'm not a psychiatrist or anything. I just talk to them. I don't know that it really does much. Gets their mind off of it, like I said, maybe.
May do more than you think.
I guess.
I think talk, whatever you want to call it, talk therapy is very important. That's a lot of times what psychiatrists do. They just give you the forum where you feel you can talk without being judged. and you get it off your chest. And a lot of times, you work through the problem because it's the first time you've said it.
I mean, it sounds nice. I just don't think it works.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
So then what, when you're offering this wonderful help, if they take you up on it, you really can't help them.
I mean, like, I'll talk to
No, you just said it don't work. So really, you can't offer anything of help. So you're just doing it.
I can't fix it.
No. Okay.
I can provide some, like, temporary relief.
But that's what I just said. And you said, well, what's the point? That doesn't work.
What? That is not what you just said. you said that it's like therapists do, like talk through people's problems.
Right. I think that helps. That's you getting it out. Getting it off their mind.
Well, I think if we're talking about it, it's probably on their mind.
If you're sitting at home alone and it's on your mind and you're just sitting there thinking about it and you're alone, that'll drive you nuts. But if somebody comes over and you start to talk outwardly about it, you're going to talk about it in a different way than you were thinking about it. And sometimes that leads you to a different place.
Yeah, sure.
It does.
Well, I'm not saying, I mean, that's pretty much, what psychiatrists do.
Right.
But they're trained to do that.
Again.
They have a license.
Okay, so.
They go to college.
Really, all you can do is offer temporary support. That's all you're asking to do. I'll come over and I'll talk to you about, like, the football game for 5 minutes, and that way you get your mind off of whatever you're thinking about.
Well, I mean, we can talk about, whatever they want to talk about, but, I think it's just temporary.
So why
relief.
Wouldn't you do it anyway?
I do!
Well, that's my point. Why do you have to offer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I don't know.
I would say
most people say,
you know what phrase I don't like? My thoughts are with you. I'm in your thoughts. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's the same thing as you're in my prayers.
No, that's different.
No.
Because people pray. Well, so I that could
people
be.
People think.
No, but are they thinking about you really when they say that? You're in my thoughts.
Well,
like, oh, right then you go in their brain and they're thinking hard about you. That's. No, prayer is actually an action people do. So that I can understand. I got you there. I know what you're doing. And maybe I am in your prayer that night. But what are thoughts? I mean, you're in my thoughts. And what does that even mean? What do you do? I'm in your thoughts. Okay, well, you thought about me.
I'm thinking about you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm talking to you. I'm thinking about you, too. What does it mean?
I think it's supposed to be like, I care.
Well, say that.
Well, you don't.
I'm in your thoughts.
Well, you don't really think about people you don't care about.
If you're talking to me, I assume you're thinking of me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
You kind of have to be thinking about you.
Right, so I get it. You've told me.
I don't know.
I just don't know what your thoughts are. I'm in your thoughts.
Like, I don't know.
Like, now I'll tell people I'm thinking of you.
Maybe it's just.
Sending good thoughts your way. I'll take that.
Why?
Because that's an action, too.
It's the same thing.
No, you're in my thoughts.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I can't send thoughts your way.
I can. I can say, I hope they feel better. Hope they're good.
That's thinking
hope
about
this passes.
Thinking about you. That's
no, but
that.
That's not what you're in my thoughts is saying.
That's what it is.
No, I could be thinking badly of you.
Okay.
You're in my thoughts. But I never really liked you all that much.
But then why am I messaging you when you're going through a hard time?
I don't know.
What?
That's what I say. If you're not going to do anything, why are you doing this?
I don't know. Doing something.
Maybe. I think people who say that might need a little bit of therapy, a little touch.
What, in my thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're in my thoughts, too. That should be the response to that. Currently, I'm thinking about you, too.
seeing as we are in a chat
That we're in a conversation, this is what's happening. This is how it works.
I think they're just saying that they care.
And I don't understand why people get so angry when you say they're praying for you.
Who?
People do.
Oh.
I've seen that. Well, let them pray for you. What's wrong with that?
I agree.
I mean, I don't think that's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
How can it hurt?
I mean, I don't think it can.
I think people need some help, all the help they can get sometime. But that you're in my thoughts thing.
Again, I think it's just another way to say I care.
Just say that then. See, people, we don't say what we mean in this country. we have big problems in this country expressing ourselves.
We do, yeah.
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 I care about you somehow turns into you're in my thoughts. Lord. Always a euphemism, isn't there?
Well, I think that, yeah. I mean, I think that's just, you know, we're not a very, like, feely kind of people.
Well, maybe we need to work on that.
A lot of places in Europe are really, like, feely kind of people. Like, we don't even like hugs in the United States. In Europe, like, you're hugging and kissing everybody's cheek.
Yeah, but who needs that?
Europeans, apparently.
Well, I don't know. I just, my whole point with it is, some people probably do mean it very sincerely. To me, it just always comes off as a little bit of an insincere act.
To say I'm thinking about you.
Well, that, but also, you know, if you need help, let me know.
Back to that.
Well, that's where it all started.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see it being disingenuous. I mean, I know...
What are the chances I'm going to reach out and say,
I
need your help?
I know people who get upset when you help them.
Well, that's a risk you run, I guess.
Well, then I'll ask them if they need help, and if they tell me no, then not my problem.
Okay. I think you're missing the point totally on this one.
I don't think I am.
Yeah. The fact that you're even asking is emblematic that there is a problem.
But, like, I already know that these people do not like assistance.
Well, okay.
So, I'll ask them if they need help, because, you know, they might say yes. But if they say no, then I'll be like, all right. And then I'll keep on keeping on.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's interesting sometimes to explore societal norms. Like the I love you thing.
Oh, like, there are some people. Oh, yeah, well, society norms are always interesting. Society itself is fascinating. Because all the societies are different.
But we just have some very norm things about us in society that we tend to do. And I'm not really sure, on the whole, if they mean much.
I think that they mean as much as you put it behind it.
I think they try. Now, in the end, does it mean anything? I really don't know.
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, you could always call somebody's bluff. You know? If you think that I'm just asking you if you need help because you think that that's what I think, that's what I should do, then... say yeah. And then when I'm like, oh well, sorry, can't, then I mean, you know, you got me.
I don't know,
calling people's bluffs is fun sometimes, especially when you know they're bluffing.
Well, see, that's just it though, you know they're bluffing.
Well, I don't think you do.
Oh, I think you do.
See, that's why you gotta call their bluff.
Well, I think I know who's bluffing and not.
Maybe.
That's all I'm saying.
Maybe.
I think we're just a society of norms. We should do this, we can do this, we will do this at this time.
Creatures of habit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could go, yeah, I'd believe that.
So, you know, unless you're planning to be all in, don't offer.
I agree. That's why you don't offer help to people who you don't plan on helping.
But people do.
Well, that's not a good move. I wouldn't suggest doing that. That's how you get your bluff called, and then you're going to end up looking like a bad person.
So,
bad, just fake.
So as time goes along here, the auditor has resigned. The Ratliff trial's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Schauber's running for county commissioner.
That's exciting.
It's all coming about here in Marion. What do you think?
Well, there seems to be a lot happening. That's always good, I guess.
Well, it's certainly interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that good was the right word, now that I think about it.
Well, earlier on we were going to get into why you do not run for office, even though you want to.
Oh, why I do not?
Right.
Well, I just think that if I were to run for an office, first off, I don't really like either of the two parties. I don't line up with them, you know, real well. So, I would, you know, it would be rough there. But then, also, like, if I did run, now, obviously, this sounds kind of dumb, but, like, I don't want to lose. But, I mean, it's more like I don't want to put in that time and energy and my money and everybody else's money who donated to my campaign and their time and energy for anybody who helped me on my campaign just to lose. It'd be, you know, that'd be brutal. It's a lot of effort spent on what would end up being not.
Well, that's why I think running for office takes guts. I've always said that. I think it does. It takes a lot of time, effort. It's not an easy thing.
I just feel like I'd end up wasting my time, money, and resources, and everybody else's time, money, and resources.
Well, I think if that's the thought, then you shouldn't run.
Well, I mean, like, I think I could do. I just, you know. I don't know. It would just be, like, I've considered it. Still consider it from time to time.
Do you have any skeletons in your closet?
I'm sure I do.
Well, that's, you know, they'll come out.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
That's how that game's played.
Yep. I've already decided, though, that if I do, I'm gonna cut my hair and shave my face and I'm gonna look like a child again.
Well, you have to do all that, yes.
Yep.
People don't like out of sort people.
I'll start wearing, like, dress shoes and a button-up shirt every day.
Yeah, we like that.
Yep.
We like that.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I think that's fair. I think if I want somebody representing me, I don't want them looking like a bum, you know?
Well, appearance is important in that particular arena. You know, I think when years ago there was somebody who ran for mayor who showed up at a speech with just jeans and a t-shirt and kind of looked unkempt and... Why would anybody vote for that person?
Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't necessarily say anything about their policy.
No, but I think it's the first thing you see when they walk in the room. And you think, well, yeah, that's going to be my representative.
Yep.
Appearance is very important when it comes to that stuff.
I'd go back to short hair, and I'd shave.
So, what race were you interested in running for?
Well, for a short time period, I thought about the county commissioner's race, but then I just opted against that. I didn't feel I had enough time to plan everything out. If I were to. And then there was a time period where for some reason I was like, yeah, well, obviously I'm just going to move up instead of down. And I thought about running for the 86th district because there were no Democrats in the race. But I opted against that too.
Why is that?
Because it would seem kind of hypocritical for me. I've spent a whole bunch of time talking about how I think we need more experience in politics, and then I would just run for state rep with zero political experience.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Well, you tell Matt that if he runs for commissioner or he runs for mayor or whatever, he probably will have to be on time.
That's right. You got to show up on time for those jobs. Those meetings are very stern.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter how he's dressed.
No, you just
show up on time.
And in this town, you've got to learn how to call people names in those positions.
No.
Well, you have to throw any compassion you have. You have to leave it at the door.
That's right. You got to throw people right under the bus as often as you can and as strongly as you can.
I don't think that's...
Yeah, you just move in with the group.
That's right.
And so on. So, but, did they have a hard time keeping... people that wanted that job from knocking down the door?
Well, I haven't heard that there's anybody in that position yet. Well, you heard what the mayor said in his quote was he's got a list, but he's not telling who's on the list yet.
Well, I know. He also had a list when he bought the damn bus, and he also had a list when he had the picnic. And didn't somebody call in and say that committee wanted us to give our... recognition back, because obviously we are not the whatever. I never could remember what kind of city.
Strongest.
We're the what?
We're the strongest town, I believe.
Boy, oh boy. What a reputation to follow.
I bet they're rethinking that there at oldstrongesttown.com. I bet they're thinking, boy, we really got to work
with that program.
Yeah, they probably think we got to rework this next year. We got to look at what we're doing for... You know, isn't that all popularity contest, though? I mean, clearly that was just a popularity contest.
Well, how many people really individually voted, or how many people voted at 500 times?
Well, and that's it. I don't... Right, you never know. You don't really know. And
you could be skeptical, but no, you tell Matt that it will require... that he would be there at the start of the meeting.
Yes.
He hasn't understood that.
Yeah, when the gavel comes down, you have to be there.
Your seat.
Yeah, you got to be in your... How do you feel about offering people help? You think it's a sincere action?
Well, why can they pay to have someone come and help now, and they couldn't before... And they wouldn't accept free help.
Well, that's true. And you wonder down there why... Do you think they were really offering the auditor help? That was one of the other quotes, I think, that Twyla said.
Well, I'm not sure about Twyla's intentions, because she seems kind of like that girl in junior high that didn't have a whole lot of compassion for some poor girl that came in and wasn't dressed quite like her.
Well, I don't think she realizes how she comes off. I've come to realize that, because she can actually... I've had conversations with her that were actually very good, and for some reason, when she's in front of a group or talking to certain people, I don't know if it's a defense mechanism or what happens, but she turns into that thing that you see at city council.
How did you get on that finance committee?
I believe she was appointed to it by the, I forget what they call the position, but it's the head of...
the head of some...
Yeah, I believe it was Mike Neff at the time.
Pro tempore?
Yeah, pro tempore.
So Jason was on there, how did he get off? Or did he not accept being still be on it?
I think they took him off.
Oh.
Yeah, they took a vote to reshuffle the committees.
Oh.
Wonder why they didn't want him on there.
Yeah. Well, anyway, at least they got the offices decorated, and they got the buses, and they got the signs all over town, for God's sake. They've tore down the sign at the park and put up another one. So they've done a lot of good things.
You know, I keep wondering how history will look back on this time. I'm thinking not very good.
Well, all I hope is the next administration has a little bit more compassion and a little more knowledge. I mean, just like when the mayor done the decorating, the mayor done the bus, and all that crap, That wasn't by the approval of the council. And if the council didn't do it, wasn't he breaking the law?
Well, you know, it never was fully explained to me why he did not need permission to do a lot of that stuff. But
It's done. I know. It's over. But if I always thought that the council had to approve every dime that was spent.
Well, there are some things that they don't have to approve, but I believe that most mayors have run things like that, that were big changes through council, just for the idea that, hey, this is probably what we should be doing because we're spending taxpayer dollars.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Right, but there are rules and there are situations where a mayor does not have to do that. But I think the rule of thumb of previous mayors was, we don't want this to look like I'm just making unilateral decisions and doing what I want. So they always ran it through council.
Well, like I said, I wonder how many applications they have to go through for the new auditor, or if he already has someone picked.
Well, I just think it's awful interesting. I mean, you would say you have a list.
Yeah.
How did you know she was going to resign? And
yeah, he says, well, we've been trying, and damn, she just hung on there. We could not get her to leave. Why didn't they just let her go? Why didn't they fire her if she wasn't doing a good job?
Well, she was an elected official, so she couldn't be fired. But it is interesting.
Oh.
That, you know, you would be, for this person, you were offering all the help. In the meantime, you'd go back to your office and start compiling a list of her replacements.
Yeah. And when they didn't, I'm not very smart, but all I called in was to tell Matt to make sure he thinks that all the way through before he throws his hair in the ring.
Timing is everything.
He has to be there on time.
He does.
That's just a given.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go, Matt. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, there's problem number one. Maybe even before the hair and all the rest.
So long as it's not, you know, absurdly early. But I don't think only like repetition are things I miss most of the time. I don't think I've ever been late to like the Groundhog Day thing, and I wasn't late to any of the Mary Ellen school events. And
that's coming up, you know, Groundhog Day right around the corner.
Yeah, so like I've been to all the big things on time.
Well, yeah, but this is a consistent thing, you know.
I understand.
To be a commissioner, that's a two-time-a-week meeting type of thing. 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you're going to be a little busier than that.
I'm just saying
that... I think if you're only doing work during the two meetings, you're not doing enough work.
Why do you think no experience is bad for some of these positions? Does anybody have experience running for these jobs?
No.
I mean, in the 86th district, the only person I know who's got experience is, what's his name? Wolf. He's a councilman.
Weslin Township trustee.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, but... But again, I mean, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense in my... Because, like, I have... But I've criticized all the candidates for running who have no political experience. I mean, that's my main problem with the gubernatorial ticket, I guess. I mean...
I don't think a lot of these people's problems is no political experience.
Well, that's my problem. So why, like... But again, it'd be hypocritical for me to complain that, oh, all these people are running for office, and they've never been in political office, and then all of a sudden I'm going to just hop in for state rep? I've never held any office.
Okay. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you know? But that's... State level is not where you start.
So what do you have to do beforehand?
I'd be township trustee, county commissioner, city council person, mayor.
So what do you think being a township trustee teaches you about how to be a state rep?
I mean, truth be told, probably not much.
Okay.
Yeah. But you now have
now a council person.
But you now have experience running for like running a campaign, and you like you just ha- you have a better idea of what's coming than to just hop in and be like, well, okay.
Well, I mean, most of the city council people, they don't come from. When, where are you going to go? That's the base level.
What?
To run for office. I mean.
Well, I mean, city council is different, I guess. I mean, like you said, I mean, you have to start somewhere, and then the local government's the bottom.
There's a lot of people in the House of Representatives in Ohio. Highly unlikely one person could do much damage.
Okay.
So that's, I consider that more entry level. Now, if you can do well there, maybe you can go on to a higher position.
Well, that's the theory, yeah.
So there you go. By the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What's coming up on your show tonight?
Well, the playoffs is almost over. There's two games left, four teams. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, football, pretty much. Football and probably local politics.
A lot of stuff. You got a lot more to add to that local politic?
Like?
I don't know. I think we've covered the waterfront on that today.
Yeah, I guess.
You should talk about people and their social norms and the problems they have with those.
I'm not a psychiatrist.
Well, no, neither am I.
I mean, I can make assumptions. I guess I could, you know, take guesses.
Well, you can always
guess.
I think
it's interesting nonetheless.
I just think it's interesting when we talk about the Ratliff case, for example, the fact that people's lives have been destroyed, no matter which side you are on in that. I think that's very interesting. Sad, but interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, that's rough. I'm interested to see where that whole thing goes.
I mean, what will the verdict mean in that case at this point?
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the verdict going to mean?
I mean, innocent until proven guilty, so I guess
well,
it's
right, but,
on the verdict.
Okay, let's say it comes back guilty. Well, what then, does that mean?
Well, then I think there's going to be more people who believe he did it, and he's probably going to end up in, prison, I guess.
Okay, coming back not guilty. What does that mean?
Well, I think then the lawsuit that the Ratliffs have against the county prosecutor's office is going to become more mainstream, and the allegations made against, I guess, the prosecutor's office will probably get some level of credibility.
So how does this end up coming off well?
Doesn't.
For anybody.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I
guess somebody's
got to.
Well, I mean, somebody's got to win.
Well, but I even think the winner here, you know.
Well, I mean, okay, let me rephrase. It's more like there's just less of a loser. So somebody's going to take less of a brunt.
You talk about a 2-year thing that has ruined mainly 3 lives here, possibly more, but definitely 3. Sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. We got a whole nother hour coming up here. Don't go anywhere. It is Getaway Friday, January 23rd, 2026. How about that? We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place.